the trusted learning advisor, transforming L&D for organizational success. Introduction: the call for change in learning and development. In today's rapidly evolving business landscape, the role of learning and development, L&D professionals, is at a critical juncture. For far too long, we've been relegated to the sidelines, viewed as mere order takers rather than strategic partners. But the time has come for a fundamental shift in how we approach our work and how organizations perceive our value. As I reflect on my 25-year journey in L&D, I've witnessed firsthand the struggles and frustrations that many of us face. We're often caught in a cycle of reactivity, scrambling to fulfill training requests without truly addressing the root causes of performance issues. This approach not only undermines our credibility, but also fails to deliver the meaningful impact that our organizations desperately need. That's why I wrote The Trusted Learning Advisor, to provide a roadmap for L&D professionals to evolve beyond transactional roles and become indispensable strategic partners. In this book, we'll explore the mindset, skills, and strategies needed to elevate our practice and drive real organizational change. Part 1: Breaking Free from the Order Taker Mentality. The first step in our transformation is to recognize and break free from the order taker mentality that has held us back for so long. This mindset is characterized by a passive approach to our work, where we simply fulfill requests without questioning their validity or exploring alternative solutions. To illustrate this point, let me share a story from my early career. I once had a manager approach me with an urgent request for a 2-day training program on communication skills. Without hesitation, I jumped into action, designing the course and delivering it to his team. While the feedback was positive, I later discovered that the real issue wasn't a lack of communication skills, but rather a poorly designed workflow that was causing frustration and miscommunication. This experience taught me a valuable lesson. Our job isn't to simply deliver training, but to solve business problems. By asking probing questions and digging deeper into the underlying issues, we can provide far more value to our organizations. To break free from the order taker mentality, we must: 1. Cultivate curiosity and ask thought-provoking questions. 2. Develop a deep understanding of our organization's business goals and challenges. 3. Proactively identify performance gaps and propose innovative solutions. 4. Build strong relationships with stakeholders across the organization. Remember, our goal is to become trusted advisors who are sought out for our expertise and insights, not just our ability to create training programs. Part 2: Developing the Skills of a Trusted Learning Advisor. To truly elevate our role within organizations, we need to develop a specific set of skills that go beyond traditional L&D competencies. These skills will enable us to navigate complex business environments, influence decision makers, and drive meaningful change. One of the most critical skills for a trusted learning advisor is strategic thinking. This involves the ability to see the big picture, connect disparate pieces of information, and anticipate future trends and challenges. I once worked with a manufacturing company that was struggling with high turnover rates. Instead of simply creating an onboarding program, I took a step back and analyzed industry trends, workforce demographics, and emerging technologies. This broader perspective allowed me to propose a comprehensive talent strategy that not only addressed immediate retention issues, but also positioned the company for long-term success. Other essential skills for trusted learning advisors include: 1. Data analysis and interpretation. 2. Consultative problem solving. 3. Influencing and negotiation. 4. Change management. 5. Business acumen. Developing these skills requires a commitment to continuous learning and growth. Seek out opportunities to stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone, whether that's taking on challenging projects, pursuing advanced certifications, or engaging in cross-functional collaborations. Part 3: Building Trust and Credibility. At the heart of becoming a trusted learning advisor is, of course, trust. Without it, even the most skilled and knowledgeable L&D professional will struggle to make a meaningful impact. But trust isn't something that's given freely. It must be earned through consistent actions and demonstrated expertise. One of the most powerful ways to build trust is by delivering measurable results. Early in my career, I worked with a sales organization that was skeptical of L&D's value. Instead of pushing back, I proposed a pilot program focused on improving specific sales behaviors. By meticulously tracking key performance indicators before and after the intervention, we were able to demonstrate a clear ROI. This data-driven approach not only won over the skeptics, but also opened the door for more strategic L&D initiatives. To build trust and credibility within your organization. 1. Always follow through on your commitments. 2. Be transparent about your processes and decision-making. 3. Admit when you don't have all the answers, but commit to finding them. 4. Consistently deliver high-quality work that aligns with business objectives. 5. Share success stories and case studies that highlight L&D's impact. Remember, trust is built over time through consistent actions and demonstrated value. Be patient and persistent in your efforts to establish yourself as a trusted advisor. Part 4. Navigating organizational dynamics. As trusted learning advisors, we must become adept at navigating the complex web of relationships, power dynamics, and competing priorities that exist within organizations. This requires a combination of emotional intelligence, political savvy, and strategic relationship building. One of the most challenging aspects of this work is managing resistance to change. I once worked with a company that was implementing a new performance management system. Despite the clear benefits, many managers were resistant to the change. Instead of pushing harder, I took a step back and sought to understand their concerns. By involving key stakeholders in the design process and addressing their specific pain points, we were able to create a solution that not only met the organization's needs, but also gained widespread buy-in. To effectively navigate organizational dynamics. 1. Develop a deep understanding of your company's culture and power structures. 2. Build a network of allies and champions across different departments. 3. Learn to speak the language of business and align L&D initiatives with strategic priorities. 4. Be prepared to adapt your approach based on the unique needs and preferences of different stakeholders. By mastering these skills, you'll be better equipped to influence decision makers, secure resources for your initiatives, and drive meaningful change across the organization. Part 5, the future of L&D and the trusted learning advisor. As we look to the future, it's clear that the role of L&D will continue to evolve rapidly. Emerging technologies, changing workforce demographics, and shifting business models will all have profound implications for how we approach learning and development. To stay ahead of the curve, trusted learning advisors must become futures literate, able to anticipate and prepare for multiple possible scenarios. This involves staying abreast of industry trends, experimenting with new learning modalities, and constantly challenging our assumptions about what works in L&D. One area that I believe will be particularly critical in the coming years is the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning into L&D practices. These technologies have the potential to revolutionize how we personalize learning experiences, measure impact, and predict future skill needs. As trusted learning advisors, we must be at the forefront of these innovations, guiding our organizations in their ethical and effective implementation. As we conclude our journey through the Trusted Learning Advisor, I want to leave you with a call to action. The future of L&D, and indeed, the future of work itself, is in our hands. By embracing the mindset, skills, and strategies outlined in this book, we have the power to transform not just our own careers, but the very nature of learning and development in organizations. Remember, becoming a trusted learning advisor is not a destination, but a continuous journey of growth and evolution. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the successes, and never stop learning. The future of L&D is bright, and I'm excited to see how each of you will shape it in the years to come.